हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीलाभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंतकोटि वैष्णव भक्तवृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शील प्रभुपाद।
हरे कृष्ण। वी हैव द ग्रेट फॉर्चून ऑफ हैविंग अस हैविंग अमंगस्ट अस हिज ग्रेस श्यामानंद कृष्ण प्रभु। Prabhuji's introduction, he is from Newcastle, Australia, and is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Prabhuji did his PhD in Environmental Sciences or Environmental Engineering from the University of South Australia and graduated with M.Tech from IIT Kanpur, India. Prabhu is currently engaged in the following services. He is serving as an in-charge for looking after ISKCON affairs in Prahlad Desh, assisting the GBC. Congregation preaching leader for Adelaide, South Australia and Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. He also works as an MBA teaching faculty at Alfred Ford School of Management, Radhadesh, that is Belgium, in association with Bhaktivedanta College. Apart from above, he is currently working as research manager and principal environmental scientist, hydrogeology for an Australian government funded research center. He is a teaching and research faculty at University of Newcastle, engaged in teaching and supervising MS and PhD students, and published several research articles in high impact international referred journals. So let us welcome Prabhuji by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 25 एंटाइटल्ड द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ किंग पुरंजन श्लोक नंबर 35। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। एते सखायः सख्यो मे नर नार्य च मानद सुप्तायां మయి జాగర్తి నాగ అయం పాలయన్ పురీం ఏతే సఖాయ సఖ్యో మే నర నార్యశ్చ మానద సుప్తాయాం మయి జాగర్తి నాగోయం పాలయాన్ పురీం ఏతే సఖాయ సఖ్యో మే నర నార్యశ్చ మానద సుప్తాయాం మయి జాగర్తి నాగోయం పాలయాన్ పురీం ఏతే సఖాయ సఖ్యో మే నర నార్యశ్చ మానద సుప్తాయాం మయి జాగర్తి నాగోయం పాలయాన్ పురీం Vaishnavis. Please repeat. Ete, all these. Sakhayah. Male friends, Sakyaha, female associates, Me, my, Naraha, men, Naryaha, women, Cha, and Manada, O very respectful one, Suptayam, while sleeping, Mayi, I am, జాగర్తి కీప్స్ అవేక్ నాగః స్నేక్ అయం దిస్ పాలయన్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ పురీం దిస్ సిటీ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ గివెన్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ My dear gentlemen, all these men and women with me are known as my friends. And the snake, who always remains awake, protects this city even during my sleeping hours. So much I know, I do not know anything beyond this. Purport. Puranjana inquired from the woman about those 11 men and their wives and the snake. The woman gave a brief description of them. She was obviously without full knowledge of her surrounding men and women and the snake. As stated before, the snake is a vital force of the living being. This vital force always remains awake even when the body and the senses become fatigued and do not work. Even in the state of unconsciousness, when we sleep, the snake or the life force remains intact and awake. Consequently, we dream when we sleep. When the living entity gives up this material body, the vital force still remains intact and is carried to another material body. That is called transmigration or change of the body. And we have come to know this process as death. Actually, there is no death. The vital force always exists with the soul, and when the soul is awakened from so-called sleep, He can see his 11 friends, are the active senses, and the mind with their various desires, wives. The vital life force remains. Even during our sleeping hours, we can understand by virtue of our breathing process that the snake lives by eating the air that passes within this body. Air is exhibited in the form of breathing, and as long as breath is there, one can understand that a sleeping man is alive. Even when the gross body is asleep, the vital force remains active and alive to protect the body. Thus the snake is described as living and eating air to keep the body fit for life. Yethe sakaya sakhyomi nara naryascha manada suptayam mayi jagarti nagoyam palayam purim. My dear gentlemen, all these men and women with me are known as my friends. And the snake who always remains awake protects the city even during my sleeping hours. So much I know, I do not know anything beyond this. Om agyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuhun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Nama om vishnupadaya krishna prashthaya putale श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिनि नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण. It's my privilege to be here amongst the association of very senior devotees. Before I start, I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas that I can speak something for my purification and also glorification of Krishna. So in this verse, Narada Muni is giving transcendental knowledge to Maharaj Prachina Barihishat, and the woman is addressing Puranjana. My dear gentlemen, all these men and women with me are known as my friends, and the snake who always remains awake. So here the woman represents intelligence. There are two things. One is knowledge, and another is intelligence, jnana and buddhi. So what is jnana? Knowing things in their own perspective is called knowledge. So once we know things, what they are and how they are working, then the intelligence comes into picture. So what is intelligence? Discriminating what is good for me and what is not good for me. So you cannot discriminate until you know things properly. So for us to have intelligence, first of all, we need to cultivate knowledge, jnana. So there are different varieties of jnana available, and there are different processes also to acquire knowledge. One is Aroha Pantha, and another is Avaroha Pantha. So what is Aroha Pantha? It is basically mental speculation. They observe things very carefully in the nature, how things are going on, and they try to cultivate knowledge. So after passing through many, many lifetimes as jnani, you know, suppose if you are an Einstein, and we have done double, triple PhDs, and you have led such intelligent life for billions and billions of lifetimes, then what we will do? We will come to an understanding, as Krishna says, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapajyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudarlabha. So a jnani, when he achieves perfection, what he does? He sees everything as Vasudeva, and he sees Vasudeva in everything. So that is called jnana. So to acquire knowledge, we have this process, which is Arohana, and the end result is Krishna. Just knowing Krishna is the perfection of jnana. And there is another process which is called avaroha panta means which is acquired by virtue of devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Krishna. So this is called divya gyan. So we start with divya gyan, even though we are on the platform of pure devotional service or not, but by cultivation of devotional service we slowly come to know things as they are. The first thing that happens is we get situated in sattva guna. So as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadahaitukam. So the jnana that we get by worshipping Krishna is very important. This is not the jnana that you get from mental speculation. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we get some knowledge, we cultivate some knowledge. So that is not cultivation of knowledge as we know from this Arohana Pantha. So that is basically an anga of bhakti. That is an anga of bhakti. So that jnana will facilitate you to have detachment in this material world. Otherwise, if you get jnana through mental speculation, yes, you can have vairagya, but that vairagya is very disturbing to the society, because the very platform on which you cultivated knowledge is not solid. It is very superficial. So for us, as practicing devotees, if you want to attain jnana, we have to start from the process of devotional service. That is called divya jnana. That is transcendental knowledge. So then the question comes, okay, I worship the Supreme Lord and engage in pure devotional service. So will the jnana, will come to me, or what is the process? So like we sing every day in Guru Puja, Chakshudan Dilojai Janma Janme Prabhu Sai Divya Gyan Hrude Prakashidu. It's not that just by reading Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, by your own self, you will not be able to get knowledge about Krishna. No. And Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, if you want to know about Krishna, what is the process? Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavvanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav. So even if you master the entire Vedic literature, you will not be able to find who is Krishna. And even if you know Krishna, but you will not be able to find in truth who is Krishna. But how we get it? Atma Bhaktav. Who are those Atma Bhaktas? Those who have dedicated their lives for propagation of Krishna consciousness. So they are Atma Bhaktas. And that knowledge is revealed in our heart through the via medium of the spiritual master. Understand? So the Divya Gyan, the knowledge about Krishna, we can get by performing devotional service. But that comes through the medium of Guru. So how Guru bestows Divya Gyan, or how Guru facilitates revelation of knowledge in your heart? To the proportion that we render devotional service sincerely, to the same proportion the spiritual master reveals the knowledge within the heart by the mercy of Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna. So when we come to this process of jnana, then our intelligence is purified. So now you have acquired knowledge by virtue of performing devotional service. And this is not the normal jnana that you get by mental speculation. And now you have got divya jnana. So when you have full knowledge, you can see things as they are in this creation. So sometimes people say that, Prabhu, I have been following devotional service. So what is the principle by which I can measure my progress in devotional service? Of course, there are many indicators that you can use to measure devotional service. But what is the first and foremost thing that you get by performing devotional service? How do you know that Krishna is very merciful to me? He starts showing this material world as Dukhalayam and Ashashvatam. Not only material world, and also people with material mentalities. Not only material people, but also reveals the sincerity of his devotees. So the moment when you start appreciating the value of devotees, you know, sometimes in the West, they run some movements for protecting some endangered species, you know, like panda. How many of you know panda? they are highly extinct now. Probably there are around 10 or 11. So, and they are spending millions of dollars to protect these endangered species. But what happens if pandas are not there? Nothing will happen. Sky is not going to fall. But a devotee is very rare. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye. So we have to protect the devotees. If at all we have to say or define any endangered species, that must be addressed to a devotee. So we have to protect and appreciate and value the devotional service and also the devotees to any extent. So when we start appreciating devotees, not finding faults, then we know that, okay, Krishna is reciprocating to the devotion that I am rendering unto him. And when you start understanding how cruel this material world is and how cruel this materialistic people, that is also a great blessing. So through this process of purification, then our intelligence is purified. So when you have purified intelligence, then that is called Buddhi Yoga. That is called Buddhi Yoga. So when we are engaged in devotional service, Krishna automatically bestows that Buddhi. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. What type of Buddhi? So that you can become a millionaire? Or so that you can become a billionaire? No. He will bestow you the knowledge within the heart, intelligence within the knowledge by which you can come to Krishna. So that is the definition of intelligence and the knowledge. So now here, you know, Prabhupada is saying there are 11 strong bodyguards. What are those? 10 senses, which includes 5 Gyanendriyas and 5 Karmendriyas, and the mind. And the mind. And then Prabhupada says in the purport, there are many wives as well. How many wives are there? Unlimited. So what these wives represent? Desires, material desires. So how we get material desires? And the question comes. Everyone, we have material desires to some degree, isn't it? So what is the process by which we tempt to enjoy matter, or we tempt to enjoy this material world? That is also explained in Bhagavatam. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karmabhi. Avidya. What is avidya? How do you define avidya? Forgetfulness of Krishna is avidya. Not that you mastered the 4 Vedas and you got some vidya and then you say that I don't have avidya. No. Forgetfulness of Krishna is avidya. And the moment when you forget Krishna, naturally what happens? You start remembering the material things. It is just, you know, there is no in between. The moment when you forget Krishna, that means you have desire to enjoy this material world. So avidya kama means from avidya, one develops this lusty desires. And from lusty desires, one gets tendency to engage in karma. Karma means for our own satisfaction. So bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi. So how this avidya is removed, particularly we are in Kali Yuga, isn't it? The avidya is very prominent in Kali Yuga. At the beginning of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, prayena alpayusa sabhya kalau asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagyahi upadrutaha. Prayena alpayusa. Prayena means, in this Kali Yuga, asmin yuge, praya means our, I don't want to go into the further characteristics, I'll just focus on this praya. This, we are very short-lived. Even though we have facility, I don't think we have luxury, we have facility to live for 100 years, but the natural causes and anthropogenic causes are also reducing our life to great extent, basically by pollution. Nowadays, in all universities, they are introducing a subject called spiritual ecology. What do you mean, spiritual ecology? The way we see the world, the same way we treat the world, isn't it? The way we see the world, similarly we treat the world. If we see the world, the creation, as something coming from Krishna, even though it is temporary, we treat as spiritual. And the purpose of living in this world is to engage things in the world in the service of Krishna. So, a pure Krishna conscious devotee, or a devotee, he cultivates this subject called spiritual ecology. You know, we read, the Vaishnava Sadachar. What is Vaishnava Sadachar? We develop some skills, or we learn some skills to know how to behave properly towards Vaishnavas and, you know, all these rules and regulations. So, who is nature? Bhumi Devi, who is? One of the Shaktis of Lord. And what is our attitude towards her? Of course, you know, if you are there, you know, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, and I know how to do pranam. But what is our attitude towards the earth? You just, you know, eat plastic, whatever, and then throw in the dustbin, because that's not our business. That is the subject matter of municipalities and scientists and those people. No. To the best of our ability, you have to treat earth as one of the devotees of Krishna. And when you become careless in treating, the great devotee, earth, then what happens? Even though you may be a great devotee, she will start showing her wrath. That's it, you know. So this is also to be included. How to protect, how to care environment, how to behave. What is our attitude towards Mother Earth should be also considered as one of the items in Vaishnava Sadachar. Do you all agree? It makes sense, isn't it? So in this way, we can create an ideal situation for the entire world, like Prabhupada has established hundreds of centers throughout the world. They are the prototypes of the spiritual world. You understand prototype? So there, the rules of the spiritual world apply. You know, in the temple, it's a Vaikuntha. So similarly, through these centers, we can also create a nice environment so that public can know. But now you understand what is the disadvantage of, being in Kali Yuga. So, where is the hope for us? The only hope for us is not Krishna. Who is he? Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For us to take shelter of Krishna, Krishna puts lots of conditions, isn't it? Tesham tvantagada papam jananaham punyakaramanam te dvandamoha nirmukto bhajitayamam tadaparata. So, to approach Krishna, we have to have some qualifications. What are those? You must be very pious. And you must be having minimum account of the sinful, tendencies. Then only there is a chance that you can approach Krishna. But to reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the qualification that we should have? Narottam Das Thakur sings what he says. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, daya karo more, tuma bina ke dayalu jagata samsara. You understand? Patita pavana hetu tava avatara mosama patita prabhu napaibeara. My dear Lord, you have come in this Kali Yuga to reclaim the fallen souls, isn't it? So who are the best customers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Fallen souls. Just like a businessman looks for customers to increase his business, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, wandering all over the planet to reclaim the fallen souls. And now, Narottam Das Thakur sings, my Lord, are you looking for fallen souls? Don't take that trouble, I'm in front of you, the most fallen souls. Why don't you claim me? So, that humility should be there. That is the only prerequisite qualification to have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. the more gradient we create, understand gradient, suppose the water flows from high gradient to the low gradient, the more gradient we create, to the same extent the mercy of Lord and his devotees flow. So as Her Grace Rukmini Mataji was explaining the other day, defining what is humility and pridelessness, she was quoting His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. So humility means, see the humility of Narottam Das Thakur. There is no fallen soul other than me. So please claim my Lord. That humility you cannot artificially, you know, cultivate, just like, you know, bending this way, that way. No, that is okay. But humility means understanding the reality. That's the definition of a humility. What is humility? Reality means what? Understanding who is the master, and I am the servant of the servant of the servant of that master. That is called humility. When you develop that tendency, you naturally become humility. It's not that, you know, by acting you become humble. So here Narottam Das Thakur is singing that, you know, please claim me, and he is showing so much humility, and that is obtained by the virtue of devotional service. So just like devotional service produces many results, and one of the results is humility, and all these yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchina sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. We don't need to go to personality development courses to acquire the good qualities. Simply have akinchana bhakti towards Krishna, all the good qualities will automatically come into yourself. So, and the classic example, I'll just quote this Prahlad Maharaj's instruction, and then I'll conclude the class. So this humility was expressed by Mahabhagavat Prahlad Maharaj to the supreme degree, to the supreme degree. You know, when Lord Narsingadev appeared, he was so fearsome. Even Mother Lakshmi, you know, couldn't approach. I don't think he's my husband. I've never seen him in that form. Even the Vidhata Brahma, he was also very afraid. He knows he's Narayan. He was also afraid. And Shiva, all the devotees are there. But the small five-year-old Prahlad, he was completely fearless. He was completely fearless. And then Brahma requested Prahlad, please come forward and pacify Lord Narsingadev. Then Prahlad Maharaj offers wonderful prayers in the 7th canto, 9th chapter. He thought, when Brahma got afraid of seeing, of Narsingadev's form, and Mother Lakshmi and all the great demigods, was so bewildered by seeing Narsingadev's form, there is an element of pride can come in my heart, isn't it? See, Lakshmi was there, Shiva was there, Brahma was there, and the great demigods were all there. And they were all in that problem, but Prahlad Maharaj was completely fearless. So he offers a very beautiful verse. He says, Trastosmi aham krupana vatsala dussahogra samsara chakra kadanat grasatam pranitaha. He says, my dear Lord, I'm not afraid of your half lion, half man form. But I'm afraid of one thing, which is your material energy. We shouldn't think that, once we become devotees, material nature will work for us. Material nature will only work for Krishna. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. He says, trastosmi, smi, I am very much afraid of, trastosmi aham krupana vatsala. Generally, we know Krishna as Bhaktavatsala, isn't it? Bhaktavatsala means he is very, very dear to devotees. But Lord, being absolute, he also has a name called Kripanavatsala. He is more dear to the Kripanas, the wretched, than the devotees. Suppose in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, who got delivered first? The Pandavas or the Kauravas, in that sense? And when Lord came to deliver Gajendra, who got delivered first? The crocodile, Graha, it got delivered. So, see, how powerful devotee is. Devotee is so powerful, he creates an opportunity for the enemy or for a materialistic person to get mukti first and then comes to him. So he says, Trastosmi aham krupanavatsala dusahogra samsara chakra kadanat grasatam pranitaha. My dear Lord, I am just struck in this samsara chakra. And then he says, samsara chakra kadanat prasitaha baddha swakarma bhi. Because of my own misdeeds, I have to go through, you know, the troubles that my father has given me. It's not that Krishna, you know, see how humble Prahlad Maharaj was. So then he says that please engage me in your devotional service. And then also he says, people might think, okay, we also perform devotional service, but at the same time, we also have some other means to mitigate our distress, isn't it? We have so much science and technology. We have doctors, we have everyone, nice counselors. But he says, Esmat priya priya vyoga samyoga janma sokagnina sakalayonishu dahyamanah. What is our situation? We are getting burnt in the fire. Of what is the fire? Prabhu, you praise me, so you become my friend. You criticize me, then you become my enemy. And then you grade the devotees. And then, so that we form the groups. So that I'll associate with only these people. I will not associate with these people. That is fire. It's not that they're very happy while forming the groups, no. That is called sokagnina sakala yonishu. It's not only human beings. Sakala yonishu. 8.4 million species of life, they are going through this problem. Dukkhaushadam tadapi dukkham taddiyaham bhaumam brahmami vadame tavadasya yogam. He says, you know, even if I find some solution to mitigate that fire, solution is more difficult than the problem itself, isn't it? Suppose if you have a boil, if you have to get your surgery done, it is more painful, isn't it? In this material world, any solution to mitigate material distress is more painful than the distress itself. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj, with humility, is praying, I just don't need anything. You just offer me your Dasya Yogam. Dasya Yogam means pure devotional service so that I can never forget you. Hare Krishna. 8:30, we have 10 minutes for any questions or comments or corrections. And yeah, it's open for questions. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
Guruji, we know that Srimati Radharani, or the internal potency of the Lord, she manifests as Bhakti Devi. So when Bhakti Devi, she is present in Prahlad Maharaj, in this sense, Lakshmi Devi and Narsingh Dev. So Lakshmi Devi is already present in Prahlad Maharaj as Bhakti Devi. Then how is it that everyone says Lakshmi Devi, she is getting scared and not Prahlad Maharaj? Putting down one sense Lakshmi Devi, in one sense, not exactly. Then how can we understand the situation?
Okay. Very good question. This is a pastime. Leela. Leela is enacted for a specific purpose. So to glorify the position of Prahlada, being a five-year-old boy, Lord performed this Leela. To understand this point better, you go to the first canto of Bhagavatam, ninth canto, when Bhishma Dev was leaving the planet. See, Arjuna got convinced by Bhagavad Gita from Lord Krishna, isn't it? But Yudhishthira Maharaj's doubts were not cleared. He was so unhappy just to accept the throne of Hastinapura, you know, millions and millions of lives have to be sacrificed. He was not at all happy. And then Lord tried to explain, but he was not satisfied. It's not that there was no potency in Lord's instructions. No, the same potency is there. This is a pastime. So he organized a set of instructions from Bhishma Dev to Yudhishthira Maharaj so that Bhishma Dev is glorified. And Bhishma Dev also wants to see Maharaj Yudhishthira as an emperor. That's what his desire was. So here, it's not that, you know, Prahlada is great or, you know, other devotees are not so great. They're all on absolute platform. There's no doubt about that. But at certain times, to glorify the position of a devotee, so Lord performs certain leelas. So certainly Lakshmi is, she's the internal energy of Krishna. No doubt about that. But they were all put under the spell of Yoga Maya, isn't it? Just like when Yashoda Mata saw, you know, the universal form, the mouth of Krishna, what did she think? At the beginning she got bewildered, but after that, something wrong with my son. So that means Yashoda, even though, how come she is a devotee not recognizing Krishna? Yes, Lord puts them under the spell of Yoga Maya to convey a point or to glorify a devotee. Any comments or corrections? Hare Krishna.
Praji, you were mentioning about Krishna has put conditions like Tesham, Tandagadam, Papam. While we take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age, that's our hope. So we say about this Mosama Patita Prabhu, no, bye bye. So in the Nectar of Instruction, we also hear Pacha Vegam Manasa Krutam, and they are the beginning instructions. And when we say of humility, as you were mentioning, that is the only condition. So humility means we accept the master and we understand we are the servant. So primary requirement in humility is that we understand he is the enjoyer, I am not. So when someone actually is, like when we say Tesham Tanta Gadam Papam, so sinful activity is born out of enjoyership actually. So, can there be humility without giving up sinful tendencies?
Good question. Chaitanya Sikshashtakam, Mahaprabhu starts with Cheto Darpana Marchanam Bhavamaha Davagni Nirvapanam. So, the Hare Krishna mantra, devotion to Krishna, is the end as well as means. That's Bhavaushadhi as well. So that is the glory of the Sankirtana process. What is that? Even though we are not yet purified, but by taking the process of Sankirtana, we get purified and we do Sankirtana. So the process of humility is very nicely explained, you know, like Trunadapi Sunichena, that's the third verse, isn't it? Before we get into the stage of humility, we have to first understand what Lord is trying to say in the first two verses. So when we engage ourselves in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so we get to the stage of, Durdaiva Midrushi Mihajani Nanuragaha. So this is the mood of a devotee. Even though you achieve perfection, you say that I'm not yet there. So I need to learn many things. Krishna, how can I develop attraction towards you? You are so kind that, you know, there is no other easy process other than chanting holy names, but I have no attraction for these names. How can I develop that attraction towards you? In that condition, humility develops. That's the second stage. That's the stage after that. So we don't need to purify all our sinful activities to engage in Hare Krishna Sankirtana process. Because that qualification, that patrata is given by Mahaprabhu. The patrata means the eligibility is given by Mahaprabhu. Imagine, in Pune, somebody is distributing the nectar, you know. So then, everyone is running after, you know, with some cans and, you know, tumblers and all this to get some nectar. But there is someone, even if you don't have anything to, you know, hold this nectar, but there is a guru, spiritual master. Not only he makes you eligible, but also he gives you that patrata to hold that nectar. So we don't need to get completely purified. That's the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is why if there is a form to Krishna's karuna, that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he's the same. Suppose if you give a form to Krishna's karuna potency, that is the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why, by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very easy to develop devotional service. So, yes.
Praji, in this regard, like when we hear, like Prabhupada also was saying that unless you give up sinful activity, you cannot access Krishna consciousness. So what exactly is the stage, like you are mentioning that the durdaivam. So is it actually a feeling that we are talking about, that okay, I am not qualified, but I am chanting, the process they engage in, but the process itself by Prabhupada in the vows that we are taking for initiation, we are talking about giving up some four sinful activities. So what is the process that the devotee should come to where he actually accesses Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy without being duplicitous to just say a sentiment that I am actually wanting your mercy, because what is our side of the deal?
Our side of the deal is to be very sincere. What is sincerity? Sincerity means executing the orders of spiritual master in any circumstance is called sincerity. In any circumstance, following four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna regularly, sincerely, we can manifest the symptom that we are following the process. It's not that A, B, C like that. You know, it's all, you know, it's a wholesome process. So, in that case, we come to this process of humility. So, just by following four regulative principles and attentively chanting Hare Krishna without offenses, that itself is a proof that we are progressing in devotional service. I think, I don't know which Maharaj, somebody went to Prabhupada, that they asked, how do we know that we have completed 16 rounds of chanting? I'm not getting that mood, you know, that bhava, whatever, you know, the happiness. You know. So how do we know that we have achieved perfection? So Prabhupada didn't say anything. So again, he said, long story short, just show your Sakshimala itself is a, you know, is a proof that you have completed chanting. See, we haven't reached that stage. How do you know that, you know, see, which perfection you are aiming for? We haven't reached that stage. Sometimes devotees think that, no, I'm not yet that stage, Prabhu. What is that stage? You don't know, you haven't reached. How do we know about that stage which we haven't reached yet? So our simple process, just, you know, follow regulative principles, engage in service as per the authority, and you will be protected spiritually and in every aspect. Hare Krishna. I think 8:40 now. So again, thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to speak about Krishna. Hare Krishna.